The city of Albany is at the heart of a Southwest Georgia coronavirus outbreak where the per capita infection rate is the highest in the state. COVID-19 deaths at the region's largest hospital account for about a third of Georgia's total. And so at Phoebe Putney Memorial Hospital, medical supplies to keep healthcare workers safe are running short. But as GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, residents are using their hands to make the things doctors and nurses need to care for the sickest patients.
Leslie Owens will tell you, sewing is not really her thing.
Full disclosure, I really haven't touched a sewing machine since home ec in seventh grade. And that was a long time ago.
But lately, she's picked those skills she learned in middle school back up. Several times a day, she fires up the sewing machine in her Albany home, stitches together four pieces of surgical linen cut into half moon shapes, and adds a couple of elastic straps. And after a few stitches and a few snips, Owens has a protective mask covering that will go back to Phoebe Putney Memorial Hospital, where they are struggling to maintain basic supplies. Meanwhile, Owens is sheltering in place with her four kids.
Johnny, you going upstairs?
Yeah,
I'm out. You want your grilled cheese?
Plus, she has elderly relatives to check in on remotely. Her husband is a doctor in the local neonatal intensive care unit, so she feels compelled to pitch in.
Back in World War II, when Rosie the Riveter went into the factory, she didn't have any prior experience, but it didn't stop her from trying.
Over the last weekend, Owens and her family put together 40 mask covers. Wendy Light says that takes the total number of volunteer-made mask covers to around 400. And her day job, Light helps manage a staffing company for temporary workers, so organizing volunteers isn't much of a leap.
I definitely can't sew, so this is how I can help.
White says there are about 31 locals working to make the protective covers. Some are quilters or people with sewing-related businesses. She talks to them constantly, but in the interest of social distancing, she hasn't met any of them in person, not even to get them their raw materials.
What we're doing is we've got bags, and we'll put the masks that need to be sewn in bags out on our back steps, and people will come pick them up and then drop off completed ones.
That way materials change hands without endangering people.
So we're trying to do our best to keep people safe.
Light says word of the work and people's willingness to take it up is still spreading.
Because for every one person that contacts me, on average, I'm getting two or three referrals from them of, you know, hey, this person wants to help too.
Dr. James Black is the head of emergency medicine at Phoebe Putney Memorial Hospital. He says once you add volunteer totals to what hospital employees have made in-house, he has over 1,000 of the handmade protective masks. And he says the covers are being used to extend the life of the super valuable N95 respirator masks you may have heard of. Those are in short supply everywhere. Typically, they're thrown out after one use and used without any kind of covering.
If you use the mask in that fashion only, it becomes a single-use mask.
So they started using disposable surgical masks over the N95s to make them last longer. And that worked until the disposable surgical masks started running out too.
So the CDC came out with guidance that you were allowed to fabricate your own mask coverings.
The mask covers can't be used on their own, but the plans include instructions for special treatments that allow the N95 covers to be laundered and used again and again, and that extends the life of the N95s.
It allows you to use them in multiple rooms and extends your supply several fold.
As a result, the hospital has not run out of the respirator masks, thanks in part to volunteers.
They bridged the gap, and they haven't let us down.
And that's why Leslie Owens and the others are still at their sewing machines, even if she says her work might not be much to look at.
It may not be the prettiest mask in the world.
But until factories make more of the N95 masks, the homemade protective covers have a job to do. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.